Welcome everybody to our April Euralo monthly call tonight. You have seen as a suggested agenda for our today's call. Let me start as usual with the standing issues, what is the roll call and apologies, and I hand over to Gisela, please.
Thank you, Wolf. Gisela here. On today's call, we have Wolf Luetwick, Oksana Priyotko, Roberto Gaetano, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Rita Jeschke, Kirill Lansipuro, Sébastien Bachelet, Narin Khachatran, Sandra Hofrichter, Julia Moroney. We have apologies from Christopher Wilkinson and from Bill Drake. Staff this evening, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Terry Agnew, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Also, if I could remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gisela. The next agenda item under the standing issues is the action items from our March call. What you can see on the link, we had noted two points. Wolf, to send reminder to Ural to encourage more members to contribute to various working groups preparing Atlas II events. This reminder was sent. I'm not aware whether this has led to many more responses and volunteers for the different Atlas II working groups. The second point was Wolf Luetwick called for volunteers from Ural to prepare outreach and the Ural table at the Fair of Opportunities at Atlas II in London. Besides the compilation of music from Europe, and this part will be taken over by Julia, and Julia will continue with related preparations. There were no more action items due from our last call. If there are no questions and comments from your side, I would like to continue with agenda item three and give the floor to Olivier as usual for a briefing on current ELEC consultations and initiatives. Olivier, you have the floor, please.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I was just going to close off on agenda item number two by saying I shall be speaking about Atlas II events planning and working groups in part number seven of this. So I'll reserve my comments on the involvement of Euralo ENSs till a little bit later. Coming over to the ICANN public comments page and, of course, our own policy advice development page, which I invite you all to open, there has been an enormous amount of activity, as there has in the past few weeks, months, years, one could say. And recently, we've had a number of statements that have been adopted and basically voted on. But first, the statements that are currently being developed or being voted on by the ELAC, the policy development process on privacy and proxy services accreditation issues, there is some work currently being done on this. There is someone's, let's have a look. Proxy privacy services, I can't find it at the moment. Ah, here we go. Alan Greenberg is currently putting together a short draft on this. We have several members of At Large that were on this working group, and so effectively we couldn't use the members of the working group to draft a first draft. As soon as the draft is up, then you will all be invited to comment on it. The draft five-year strategic plan, fiscal year 16 to fiscal year 20, We are currently considering drafting a statement. I have asked the Finance and Budget Subcommittee if there would be someone ready to hold the pen on this. Unfortunately, Tijani Benjama, who usually is our pen holder on these statements regarding finance and budget and strategy, is extremely busy with a number of things, including having to travel around Africa on several community regional outreach programs. So if anybody in Uralo would like to hold the pen on this, please could they make themselves known and send me an email. Next, the ICANN strategy panels. As you know, there were five strategy panels which ICANN has mandated work on. They finished their work, they just completed it. I realized that the links, Okay, so all of the links from the agenda page are wrong. And maybe I do apologize for that. From our agenda page, this is when, staff will have to work this one out, basically, but you can't have something that starts with owa.icann.org. So have a look at the public comment page itself. That will fix it. Coming back to this, yes, so the strategy panels, there were five of them that were put together. And panels were external to ICANN. They came up with a number of recommendations, which are now out for public comment from all of the ICANN community. It would be very interesting indeed, the panels. There's technology, identifier technology innovation. There's ICANN multi-stakeholder innovation, public responsibility framework, and ICANN's role in the internet governance ecosystem. So I stand corrected. There are four of them. I think the fifth of them was folded with another working group. So these ones, no pen holder yet. If somebody wishes to hold the pen on that, please could they make themselves known. The Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance submission to Net Mundial. As you know, ICANN built, very quickly, a cross-community working group on internet governance was put together in the past few months, and I'm one of the co-facilitators of this working group. Next week is the Net Mundial conference taking place in Sao Paulo. It's a two-day conference. It requested at very short notice a number of contributions from all of the people who wanted to go there and all of the organizations that were to attend. This cross-community working group built a short statement that was effectively correct, but wasn't groundbreaking as such. You're very welcome to comment on this. As one of the two facilitators, I can't quite comment on the validity of what is in there, but it would be very helpful if there was some input from at large as regarding what at large community believes should be emphasized in Brazil. And of course, as we know, it's not on Brazil, but it's beyond Brazil. Net Mundial is just one of several steps to further internet governance conferences that will take place, including the Internet Governance Forum, the IGF that will take place in September and in Istanbul. And so there is likely to be a lot more work for the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance. And this contribution, I think, only just is one step to continue to be built on. And next, the ICANN Future Meeting Strategy. Here there is something that's a bit groundbreaking. There has been some discussion for quite a while as to whether the three meetings per year, which all follow the same format, actually are useful, are effectively work for the community, whether they are effective. And so a working group high-level working group has been convened and came out with a number of recommendations, including keeping the first and the last meeting of the fiscal year. The first and the last meeting of the year as they are, and the meeting in the middle to actually be smaller and only involve the advisory committees like the ALAC and the generic name supporting organization, the GNSO as well. Those communities that need to meet face-to-face to do their own work. So I would suggest you have a read of this document. Tijani Benjema, I think, yes, Tijani Benjema has put together a first draft on this. In fact, we've already reached the level of voting on that. There's not very much that you can do apart from just reading the reports at this very moment. Next, the initial report on inter-registrar transfer policy, part D, policy development process. The ALAC is already voting on a statement now. The statement was drafted by Alan Greenberg, again. And that effectively looks at, as it says, the transferring a domain name from one service provider to another service provider, so from one registrar to another registrar. And the recommendations which have been given are recommendations that, on the whole, are really good for end users, and therefore the ALAC strongly supports the recommendations. And then next is the draft implementation plan for the WHOIS online accuracy and reporting system. Now, there are huge problems with WHOIS with regards to the accuracy of the entries in WHOIS. WHOIS, of course, is the system where you can find out who the owner of a domain name is. And so there's been a plan basically drafted to try and remedy the problem of these inaccurate WHOIS entries. But as you know, it's a complex issue. There's also an issue of privacy that comes into this. There is a first draft that should be hitting our screens within, I would say, the next couple of days. I realize the closing date for this, the reply closing date, is the 23rd of April, and I have been pushing Alan Greenberg to look at this as one of the pen holders. Hopefully there should be a statement, a short statement that supports the plan drafted, and you will be encouraged to read it, and of course to read the original report as well. And then the IDN, so Internationalized Domain Name Variants Top Level Domain, LGR Procedure Implementation, that's the Label Generating Rules Procedure Implementation, Maximal Starting Repertoire Version 1. That's all to do with the internationalized domain names, primarily the Chinese scripts and the Japanese and Korean scripts. But also we have internationalized domain name character set in Europe as well, with a Cyrillic character set. And other regions have got those for Arabic character sets and Farsi, etc. So this is highly technical work and highly specialized. I don't know if anybody in Europe is very knowledgeable about these, but if you are interested, just to see what type of technical problems and societal problems one is faced with, because you really start digging deep into the linguistics of things, and then I would suggest that you have a look at this. Of course, we have an IDN working group that works on these issues, so they will be drafting a statement on that. And then recently adopted ALAC statements, as you can see, the policy advisory boards for GTLD proposal. This was not an ALAC statement, but this was a statement to basically launch a public comment ourselves. So the ALAC has launched a public comment, which is currently up for comment. Of course, we're not going to comment on our own public comment, but the launching of the public comment period was adopted. Then the next three are actual statements that were drafted, a follow-up technical liaison group bylaws revision, the Translation and Transliteration of Contact Information Working Group, SO and AC Input Request. That, again, Translation and Transliteration of Contact Information is to do with internationalized domain names and international character sets. And then finally, the mitigating the risk to DNS namespace collisions. Very, very big story with a plan that was drafted by consultants and that was not to everyone's taste, because, of course, if you are the applicant for some of these new names that seem to be clashing or colliding with already established names in local area networks, and you're told that you're not going to be able to release that name worldwide, then that's a huge amount of money invested, and you obviously are going to be a bit annoyed. So here, a strong statement adopted with 15 people in favor. And of course, the gist of that statement was the ALAC supports the mitigating factors that were proposed. And sorry to take all that time, but I thought it'd be important to have a look at all of this policy development. It's important. It's a very significant part of the ALAC's work. And that really is the chance, your chance, of bringing your input into the ICANN policy development processes. It's a privilege, and it's something which I hope that you will all be able to make use of. And back to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier, for this concise briefing. As usual, are there any direct questions or comments from your side to Olivier? I see no hand raised in the Adobe Connect. So I guess everything was clear from what Olivier explained and summarized. And as you mentioned, Olivier, you will come back on the Atlas 2 point later in our agenda. So let me continue with the next agenda item 4, what is Uralo submissions and results of crop requests from our region. As I got to know in Singapore, our request was approved, including the two candidates from Armenia, what was a special highlight to me. After so many years when we tried to include our Armenian friends more into Uralo's work, this finally was approved by ICANN as well, after favorable comments on our behalf from Nigel Hickson from the Brussels ICANN office. So we now know that the candidates will be supported to come to Juridic in June in Berlin. And we had on the priority list we submitted, we had two candidates from Armenia, we had two candidates from Ukraine, and one from Bulgaria. But as I got to know in Singapore, one of the Armenians, Siranush, won't be available to follow the invitation for professional reasons. So we have one left on our list and can go to the two replacements we mentioned. I took the opportunity in Singapore to talk to Valentina from Romania, from APTI. Unfortunately, she is not available neither. She has an internship at the European Commission in Brussels and cannot leave there, and so the next on the list is Veronica from Moldavia, and I hope that Veronica at least can make it. These are the candidates who are confirmed. My next question now is on the further procedure for bringing the candidates to Juridic 2000 in Berlin. I guess that the related trips for the five may be organized by ICANN constituency travel or support of at-large staff. But I've seen Julia has raised her hand. Julia, you have the floor.
Yes, good evening to everybody. Julia speaking. Thank you, Wolf. I wanted just to confirm what you just said about the five names and the approval of the crop submission we made. Actually, now we have uploaded the our proposal to the wiki space with the help of Janice from ICANN. And now all candidates should be contacted by ICANN Travel and with the proposals for itinerary and et cetera and et cetera. So I think we are the first actually region, well, if I'm not mistaken, who has the submission made on the wiki space. So all is in order and will be followed by the ICANN Travel.
Okay, thanks for this confirmation, Julia. And just in case there will be a location on spot in Berlin needed, there is a subsection on the Eurodic website for accommodation with some selected and recommended hotels. What could be considered by ICANN constituency travel for the candidates. Are there any questions on this issue from your side on the crop pilot and the travelers? If this is not the case, then let me continue with our next agenda item, what is point 5, results from ALEC voting on board seat 15. I think all or most of you on this call may be familiar either from having participated in Singapore itself or having followed related exchanges on our mailing list afterwards. So I think it's not really a news for you to just formally confirm that selected candidate for board seat 15 is Rinalia Abdul Rahim from AP Railo, and she was in the final voting round elected in Singapore. If there are no further comments and questions from your side on this agenda item, this is just for information. There was an info from Olivier today on the mailing list that the selection procedure will be reviewed again by at-large, what is in the authority of at-large only. And we have to wait and see what ALEC will do in this respect. If there are no comments or questions from your side on this, let me continue with next agenda item 6. What is EU mapping event around internet governance, privacy and IP rights. There was a related announcement from Bogdan Manolo from APTI in Romania yesterday on the Euralo list by saying that APTI is part of this EU project, and APTI suggested that there should be more civil society participation at the first event of this project, what will be end of May in Rome. And he invited Euralo for suggestions whether any of our members are interested to participate in this mapping event in Rome, and to forward names for this to be forwarded then by Bogdan, by Abdi, again to the EU Commission, etc., to be potentially considered for a participation in Rome. I mentioned in my reply to Bogdan, this can only be the case, of course, if there will be related travel and stay-over funding by the EU Commission. And, of course, I guess if somebody from our members could make it, it can be only on the basis of travel support. Are there any immediate interests from your side? Otherwise, if you want to think about, if you want to reflect, you can either post your interest on the list and or in a direct mail to me. And I told to Bogdan that I will wait until the end of week and forward potential candidates, interested candidates to him by the end of week. Any further questions on this agenda item and issue? Okay, I just would like to suggest for the action items to note Wolf will wait until end of the week, collect expressions of interest and forward them to Bogdan. I can't promise, of course, better any of our suggestion will be reflected or considered by the EU Commission. Bogdan can assure this neither to us, but he has the mandate to look around, to ask potentially interested civil society orgs, etc., and suggest. The next agenda item then is point 7, Atlas 2, event planning and working groups. And now it's again Olivier who announced he would like to say something on this issue. And Olivier, you have the floor again.
Thank you very much, Paul. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So it's Olivier speaking. So effectively, the Atlas 2 is slowly putting itself together thanks to the real work of all of the working groups that have been created for the preparation of Atlas 2. It really is a celebration and a set of meetings, plenary sessions, general assemblies, etc., that is going to be built by all of our members, for all of our members. I'm a little concerned at the moment because I haven't seen that many people from Uralo taking place and taking part in the different working groups. I was on a Neuralo call last night, and they basically listed their ELSs. They have a wiki page where they listed their ATLAS structures and are basically asking their ATLAS structures to take part in at least one of the working groups, at least to be able to relate to them and be part of the building of this whole summit, rather than just being there as a side passenger, if you want, that doesn't really feel that they're part of it. There's several working groups now. The survey working group has pretty much finished its work, but you've got the events working group, which is building the agenda and building on the whole program that will take place on Saturday. There'll be a day of plenary sessions. On Sunday, there is a day of plenary sessions, and then there are some workshops also taking place on that day. And throughout the week, there are additional times when workshops are taking place. It's quite a complex program, and it needs a lot of people to build it up. So the events working group is really working hard on that. There's the sponsors working group where we are looking at trying to obtain more sponsors in order to be able to stage a lunch, a dinner, something that will get people to network together. I remind you all, it's 160 people from around the world that are all coming together. Getting them to talk to each other, enjoying a good time together, maybe make new friends from across the world. These are things which we need sponsors to help out with so as to be able to pay for those lunches. As you know, London is expensive. Then there's the logistics working group, and that's just starting work at the moment. Anyone who knows about London, who knows about might have already been to the venue. I know that some people in Murano have gone to or have been involved with the IETF recently that took place exactly at that same hotel, the Hilton London Metropole. So the logistics group, or anyone who knows about London, you know, would be really, really helpful in that group to try and put together maybe some web pages or information about the logistics. Public relations working group, well, at the moment, it's very important work going on with two things. First, the public relation liaison with the rest of ICANN. As you know, as you may not know, this is going to be ICANN's 50th meeting. 50 meetings, yes. And so it's going to be a big thing. And the at-large summit is going to be fully integrated with the whole public relations machinery that goes around ICANN's 50th meeting. There's also going to be, and that's unrelated to us, but of course it's all part of ICANN, there's going to be another one of these government high-level meetings that will take place, most probably taking place on the Monday of the ICANN week. If we can integrate our public relations with that as well, that would be helpful. And there's also one subgroup that is building a website for the at-large participants, the at-large 2 participants. And I know that we have some of our members in Uralo that are knowledgeable about building websites and helping out with it. I remind you all, staff is absolutely overworked, so don't rely on staff to build websites and build wikis and things. This is really all down to volunteers. We will obtain help from ICANN technical staff with regards to setting up the website, of course, but the content and all that is really all by volunteers, and more volunteers means less work. Less work per person. I'm sure there'll be plenty of work for everyone. On the Return on Investment Group, that group will actually meet up after the event has taken place and will basically pick the successors and the not-so-great successors to build together some metrics on Return on Investment. The investment, I remind you all, is over $500,000 that was put into this by ICANN. And so it's one of these things where we have to be quite thankful. But at the same time, if we want to repeat this experience again in the future, we need to show that this was helpful, not only for our at-large structures, but for ICANN as well. And the next one is the Fair of Opportunities Working Group. This is what used to be the showcase event that showed the work of our at-large structures in each one of the regions. Well, of course, now having 160 at-large structures, it would mean a showcase might last a few hours and people will fall asleep before the end of it. So the Fair of Opportunities is a much more interactive format with the people meeting face-to-face, a bit like not even like a town hall, it's like a big giant meeting ground thing, and there will be several things taking place during that Fair of Opportunities, a bit like a big marketplace, should you say. And that's still under development. If you want to be involved with the building of this sphere of opportunities, please ask staff. Then the communications working group, that works, that one is actually working hand in hand with the public relations working group as well. Maybe I might have put the website under the public relations. I think the website is under the communications working group. So that's what it's called. Of course, you're very much encouraged to join. And then finally, the mentoring program working group. Because we realize that a number of at-large structure representatives will have never been to an ICANN meeting before, and some at-large structures have only joined in the past few months, we are developing, or some volunteers are developing, a mentoring program to shadow the people and assign a mentor to them. And this actually even starts before the summit itself. One last thing before I give back the floor to Wolf. There are two things which are taking place, well, more than two things are taking place before the summit, of course, but we have an extensive capacity building program which is starting from tomorrow onwards. Capacity building might be a word that you don't quite know. It's effectively trying to put you, the at-large structures that haven't really done or haven't really understood much about ICANN yet or just lurking for the time being, trying to get at-large structures up to scratch and to know, to arrive in London with some knowledge already on all of the, maybe not all of the ICANN processes, but at least to know the basics so as to not feel completely left out and feel a bit overwhelmed by all of this vast amount of information that is out there. So we have a set of trainers that has been identified, but of course I invite you all to be on those webinars that will take place. There's one starting tomorrow, and then I think there's one or two every week, depends. I think in some weeks there will be two webinars. Very, very helpful indeed. These are experts who are going to be able to tell you all about the different issues in ICANN and the basically to give you a good backgrounder on things. If you're unable to make the time, all of the webinars are going to be recorded and will then be publicized onto the at-large summit mailing list. And you'll be able to download those webinars or read them if you want. They'll be recorded, and you'll be able to see the slides, etc., in your own time. What's something you can do when you drive to work, for example, in the morning. Anyway, so that's what's going on. I would really like to see more Uralo folk involved in the working groups. This is taking place in London, and I know that often England has said that they're not part of Europe, but then is Europe part of London? I'm not sure. You really have to bring back the Brits, bring back this island back into Europe as we'd like to do it. And I speak here as someone who has lived in London for a very long time and still does from time to time. You know, we need to have a good showing. This is not only a host in the UK, but it's the Europeans who are hosting this to start with. So I hope that there'll be a good take-up of volunteers for this. Back to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier, for this excellent summary on the Atlas II preparations and the various working groups working on it. I can only underline what you said already, that I also would wish many more Uralo members being part of the different working groups in place. There is up to now only a small number of our members being actively involved from the beginning, and I think it's never too late to get involved, and I would really love to see some more members participating in this. I have noted that in the Adobe Connect chat that Veronica expressed her interest to support Julia in the efforts to represent Uralo at the Fair of Opportunities, what will be a very important part of the Atlas II program, where all railos have the opportunity to have a big table at disposal, where a member ALS can bring along any information, brochures, flyers, leaflets, etc., from their daily work to London and to put it on the Uralo table to show what they are usually doing. And I think we shouldn't miss the opportunity to make the Uralo table somehow attractive and interesting. We will make a separate call for this, and I'm glad that I think this may be in good hands with Veronica and Julia to follow up on this. Also using the Uralo list for an invitation to our members to bring material with them to London. There is still a lot of things to do, and for our next call I would like to suggest to make a special agenda item for the final Atlas II preparations, because the next call will be in May. It will be just a month before the event, and I think we should make a special call to have possibly some more members at our monthly call, where we can discuss our regional participation in more detail. I've seen, Olivier, you have raised your hand again. You have the floor again.
Thank you very much, Rolf. It's Olivier speaking. So I've noted the comment from Christopher Wilkinson on the breaking down of the silos and the organization of ALS participants in the other silos would be welcome. Now, of course, two things. If it's down to the regional silos that we're speaking about, so Uralo, Neralo, APRALO, LACRALO, AFRALO, I think that there is a good interaction at the moment between the different regional AFRALO organizations. It's happening quite well, and the concern I have is that although Atlas II is taking place in the Uralo region, there is less involvement from Uralo member organizations than from other member organizations around the world in the other realms. Hence the suggestion that could be done, and I hope you haven't addressed this, but and I haven't spoken to you about it, so maybe you might not wish to address it now, but you might wish to follow up by email afterwards. But what Neralo has done is to have a list of all of their ALSs and next to it, putting the pressure and saying, so what are you going to join? Look at the other ALSs joining such and such a working group. What working group are you going to join? That's one thing. The other thing is breaking down the silos with the other parts of ICANN. And yes, there will be such a thing going on. Of course, the reason why we're having the plenary sessions and the working groups on Sunday is in order to free our members to go to those other meetings from the GNSO, from the CCNSO, etc., and the GAC as well, during the rest of the week. And there will be a lot of that going on. Not only this, but we're also going to be inviting the chairs of the other advisory committees and supporting organizations to spend at least, I think if we invite them two at a time, they could spend about 45 minutes with our community and just discuss issues and share their thoughts about their community with our own community. It's a good start. And of course, there will be, by having people come face-to-face in London and actually attend the ICANN meeting, that will absolutely facilitate the cross-silo interaction. As you know, we are a community that covers many of the other supporting organizations and advisory committees as well. Some of us wear many different hats. And I really do hope that those who are seasoned travelers and have already been to ICANN meetings will be able to introduce others to the other communities that are out there. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Olivier, for your comments on Christopher's remarks on the Adobe Connect. And I think, yes, I agree. I hope that Atlas 2 will offer another opportunity to overcome this silo mentality we have observed over a couple of years, and will bring the different groups of ICANN closer together. I think in the meantime, at large has gained much higher standing than 4 years ago in, or 5 years ago in Mexico City. And I guess Atlas 2 will also attract more interest from other parts of ICANN compared to the last one. Are there any further questions, suggestions on this item? I can just repeat, any more support for contributions in working groups, etc., are highly appreciated. I see no hand raised in the Adobe Connect on this agenda item. So let me continue with the next point, what is point 8, juridic programming and follow-up. Also, as you may know or realize, the juridic will be around 10 days before Atlas 2. And there is a lot of work going on, and for more details, I give the floor to Sandra, please.
Thank you, Wolfgang.
Yes, speak up a little bit.
Okay, same problem. Yes, it's Sandra Hofer is just speaking. For the Eurodic, I can keep it very short. The first and most important information is please register now. The registration is open since 1st of April and will close on 6th of June. But we expect an increasing number of participants, and we have a limited capacity in Berlin only. So this is the first year where we must consider to close the registration once we have reached a certain number of people. This is based on our experience that the number of registrations was increasing every year, and we are expecting quite a lot of participants for Berlin. So please be quick. This time it is on the first come, first serve basis. Apologies for that. Second point is, it's still the right and the best moment to get involved. I mean, our slogan is involved, mentioned it already during that call in another context, it's never too late to get involved. And at this very moment, it's the best time to join an organizing team. Joining an organizing team this year is rather easy. You can just enter the website, go to the program, and access a wiki page to each respective session from there directly. And on each subpage, you are invited and you are welcome to put down your comments, your thoughts, and your ideas. And then you can just leave or stay committed to the organizing team. That's totally up to you. We also trying a new format, which is due to the shape or due to the ground section of the venue, because we are dealing with a very huge room and four quite small group, so we had to find a solution how to accompany the increasing number of people in this venue. And we will introduce a new format, which is a breakout session from a plenary. Some people might say it's not a new format. Of course, it's not a new invention of Eurodic. But for Eurodic, it will be a new format where we will try to accommodate the need for an ongoing discussion after a high-level plenary. It happens very often to us that people said, okay, now that the plenary is almost finished, the discussion is really into the depth, and we actually want to go more into detail from here. So the breakout session in the very big room shall give us the opportunity to facilitate this ongoing discussion. We will have two breakout sessions, one on day one and the other one on day two. And I know that some of you in this talk here today are experienced with these kind of interactive formats, and I would really like to invite you here to join an organizing team and contribute with your experience to the point or according to your personal capacity, of course. And even if you say, okay, I don't have much time to take over full responsibility for a workshop or for a session, your contribution will be very helpful and much appreciated, even if it's just hardly or just to a very limited amount. Another thing is that I would really like to invite you to arrive one day earlier. I mean, it's meanwhile a tradition that there are lots of free events going on through major internet governance events. And so the Eurodic became one of the European major events. We now have a couple of free events as well. There is ICANN meets the community gathering on the morning of the 11th of June planet. I can't tell you any more details at that stage because at the moment it's just the idea which is on the table. ICANN staff, Matthew Hickson and Andrea Vitali are committed to this idea, and we will try to make that possible. So more information to follow, but please keep it in mind, it will be in the morning until noon of the 11th, the day before Eurodic. Then we will have the German IGF on the 11th in the afternoon, so for all those who can understand German pretty well are invited to participate here. I know they are doing it jointly with the GigaNet Forum, so this might bring another sort of audience to the Eurodic and to the IGF Germany. And then in the evening, Google is planning together with Eurodic an party, a tent. We are expecting Eric Schmidt, which is one of the CEOs of Google, and we are expecting also some other high-level participants on that very evening, having a controversy or a debate with Eric Schmidt. We are thinking about letting young people interviewing the Google CEO and so on and so forth. And of course, it's also the right time to meet the people in Berlin. And last thing was mentioned already, the list of hotels is out now. We have a couple of very good hotels in walking distance. We could negotiate a really good rate. So I really recommend you to make your arrangements in the hotel booking now before it's too late. I can remember that we had some problems with late registration last year in Lisbon. This was difficult for some participants. So please use this opportunity now is the right time to get your hotel booking. Any other questions, either here in the chat or on our Eurodic secretariat email address, we will be happy to answer. Over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot for this extensive summary, Sandra. I've seen the hand raise from Olivier. Olivier, you have the floor, please.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. So, Sandra, you mentioned the hotel, and I must say, actually, whilst you were speaking, I actually registered on the Eurodig website. Well, it's good that you reminded everyone to do so. But with regards to the hotel accommodation, it's often good that everyone is in the same hotel, or at least a lot of the at-large people that know each other and meet with each other in the same hotel. Is there any preferential hotel with regards to where people are staying, or are people scattered really all over the place?
It's Sandra speaking. I expect most of the participants will stay in the hotel just around the corner. And on the other hand, I expect that this hotel will be closed always rather soon, because it's really next door. It's very easy to enter the conference site, and it's also very central in Berlin.
I didn't hear what you said. Which hotel did you say?
I didn't mention the name yet. It's the Ark Hotel John F. K.
Ah, okay, fine. That's the closest one to the venue, so most people will be staying on that.
Exactly, that's what I expect.
Okay, excellent.
But all the other hotels are really also in a walking distance, or a 10-minute taxi ride, but I really expect most of them will be in the Architects on that day, because it's just so easy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any further questions? There was one question from Oksana in the chat for crop participants. As far as I have understood from Julia, this will be part of the travel arrangements from ICANN constituency travel site. So if they need any hints, etc., for recommended places nearby, so they can check with the Eurotic Secretariat, and Sandra can make any relevant recommendations, because she's the one who has the best knowledge on the venue and the near surroundings, including hotels, etc. So for any related questions, please feel free to contact us, Secretariat, or directly Sandra. Any further questions from your side or comments on Eurodic? There is only one last comment. There are a lot of discussions going on in Europe at the moment on internet governance-related issue. Some of you may recall that there was a hint on the Uralo list on the recent European Court judgment on data retention and some exchanges, etc. This was always an issue for privacy at previous Eurodics, etc. This will be surveillance will be a key issue on the next Berlin Eurodic, as you can imagine. There will be a white book published by the European Commission shortly after Eurodic and just before London. A white book on intellectual property rights, etc., which is also highly disputed by various stakeholders in the community, etc. So there will be plenty of related sessions, and I think it will be an exciting event in June in Berlin. If there are no further comments, questions from your side, let me continue with the next agenda item. What is point 9, standing item 2014 challenges for our region. We have touched the first sub-point on Uralo outreach at Atlas 2, with the help needed for the Uralo table at the Fair of Opportunities. And There was a date confirmed already for the Juralo General Assembly in London, but to my memory will be on Monday or Tuesday around lunchtime for about 2 hours. What we have to do at our next Juralo monthly call is to discuss the agenda for the General Assembly. And we have to decide on the General Assembly, on the agenda. We have more or less to approve a draft version for this General Assembly in May, to be announced 3 weeks ahead to the General Assembly in London itself. So this is a stipulation, a prescription by our bylaws. So be aware that at our next monthly call in May, we have to discuss a draft agenda version. I will prepare for the meeting, and then hopefully we will have some time at the General Assembly to discuss more about substance and content. There will be no votings in London. Votings were accomplished in Lisbon last year, so we can concentrate more on substance. And any ideas for the agenda for London are welcome. Any questions, any further comments from your side?
Hello, Wolf. This is Silvia Vivanco. Just one more comment regarding the General Assembly. You may want to also review if there is any need for amendment or improvement of the bylaws, of any regulatory, any procedures, internal procedures of Juralo. Some of the RALOs are already discussing those, let's say, legal issues, and they will take advantage of the opportunity of being face-to-face to discuss and approve any bylaws changes in their own values. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, Silvia, thanks for this hint. Can you make anything, a short comment on this, for the Juralo list? As a sort of recommendation, and as you noted in the Adobe Connect chat, you will create a wiki page to consolidate the agenda for the General Assembly. This would be very helpful.
Okay, yes, sure, I will do that. I will say
okay,
that.
Thanks, okay, thanks a lot for this. This will be very useful. Any questions, comments on this? So I hope at our next monthly call in May we will have enough time. Hope we can do this all in 60 minutes to discuss our final preparations for the London General Assembly. And any support from your side in this direction would be good. Further questions? Any anything to add under our last agenda item? Any other business? If this is not the case, we are a few minutes over our scheduled time for this call, but we started 5 minutes, 4 minutes later. So we are still more or less in a reasonable frame. Let me thank all of you for your participation at this monthly call, for your contributions, etc., questions raised, etc., and I wish all of you an excellent evening, and I'm looking forward to having you at our next monthly call. And if you have anything else to add, etc., don't hesitate to contact to me directly or using the Uralo list. Thanks a lot for your time, and as I said, I wish you an excellent evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Wolf. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everyone. Okay, bye-bye.